Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Alexis. I need to advise you that this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Oh, I was calling the claim, filing claim.
I'd be more than happy to assist you. May I have your social security number?
420-558-375.
Can I have your date of birth?
02/02/2003.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
My mom's name?
Your mother's maiden name?
Oh, I can't hear you.
Your mother's maiden name?
My mama's maiden name.
Yes. Okay. So you have a different name in the system. Do you know why you have a different name?
You talking about sounds report?
No, you have a different name in the system. But let me see. Ma'am, this is his mother. He got a different name in the system.
No, he has, instead of him having your maiden name, which is your last name, he don't have that. So is that a reason why he put... I guess he probably didn't understand the question, but he didn't put your he didn't put your maiden name. He put your name, your actual name.
Yeah, it's Ford. He tried doing internet math at
home. Okay, and that's probably why they wanted you to call, because that was incorrect. Okay. Can I have the last job he worked at? Can I speak back to Mr. Ford?
Here you go, right here. You said what?
What is the last job you worked at?
It was at Hyundai ESI. It's called ESI.
What job was you working at before then?
I was at Mobis.
Okay, give me 1 second. So what job was you working at before Mobis?
Where was I? I ain't had no job when before Mobis. I had Mobis and I was working out there at Hyundai.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay? Thank you for holding for me, Mr. Ford. Did you go through attempt services with those two jobs?
No. For Mobis, I did, and for Hyundai, we was what ESI. There ain't no temp service though.
Okay, what temp service did you go through with Mobis?
I went through Edwood.
Okay. Okay. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Huh?
Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Are you good?
Thank you. Thank you for holding for me, Mr. Ford. Could I please have a good contact number for you just in case the call get disconnected?
334-669-0803. 669-0803.
Yes, ma'am. And can I have your driver license number?
I ain't got a driver license. I got my ID number.
Okay, what's your ID number?
It's 105-28919.
All right. Give me just 1 second. Thank you for holding. So I see that you did start it, your process. So I'm just going to go ahead and finish it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Your preferred language is English, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, and understanding English?
No. What'd you say?
Do you have problems speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsified income documentation in connection with your claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
You say it again?
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the military for the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a notification that you have trade adjustment allowance notification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And your first name is Jaquarius, spelled Jaquarius, spelled Jaquarius?
Yes, ma'am.
Last name Ford?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
Say it again.
Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And your telephone number is 334-669-0803.
Yes.
Your email address is jaquarius42@gmail.com.
Yes.
Thank you. Your date of birth is February 2nd, 2003.
Yes.
Your mother maiden name is Ford.
Yes.
Okay. And what is your ID issued in Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. And you said one, but I think it's I. So it's I0528919.
Yes. You said, no, it's got one.
You got a number one on there?
Yeah.
So 105-28919.
Yeah.
Thank you. And what is your race, Mr. Ford?
My race?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm black.
Okay. Are you Hispanic or not Hispanic?
No, I ain't not one of that. I'm just black.
Okay. And what's the highest grade level you completed in school?
Huh?
What is the highest grade level you completed in school?
Oh, to the 12th.
Okay. You are.
I went always.
You are a U.S. citizen, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you served on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Can I have your address?
312 West Delano Avenue.
Can you spell that for me?
All right. You ready?
Yes.
You got West, right?
Mm-hmm.
D?
D as in dog?
Yes, D.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
E? L-A-N-O.
D-E-L-A-N-O?
Yeah. Avenue.
Okay. And what city and state is that located in?
Montgomery, Alabama.
And what's the area code?
36105.
36105. Your mailing address is the same as your residential address?
Yes.
So that was 312 West Delano Avenue, Montgomery, Alabama, 36105.
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your occupation? Or what was your occupation?
Tomorrow I worked at that.
Yes. What was your job title?
It was ASI, like it's like cleaning service, making sure everything's spread in Hyundai.
And you was cleaning.
Yes.
Okay, are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
No, I ain't working there no more.
I'm saying, are you still looking for work in that field, though?
No, I'm going to get something better.
So what do you want to do, or what are you looking to do?
I'm trying to get either. See, I'm working on my CDL right now, but it takes time for that, so I'm just taking my time with it.
Okay.
And then, and I was trying to do scratchy work, but it takes time for that too, so I ain't rushing it.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
You said do a hiring hall.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? So you don't do any contracting or anything?
Uh-uh.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No. We work every day.
So did they give you a date to return back to work? Are you still working with them?
No, they ain't give me no date to return back to work.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, I ain't been able to work. I can work, but I ain't been able to work.
So why haven't you been able to work?
You talking about the job that I was just at Hyundai?
No, I'm saying, like, do you have a reason why you can't work? Like, are you sick, injured, anything like that?
No,
okay. Excuse me. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Not that far though.
So maybe like 10, 15.
10, 15, 20. I'd do 20.
You do 20, okay. What is the lowest hourly rate you will accept?
You said, what's the lowest what?
What is the lowest hourly rate you will accept? Like, what is the lowest pay you will accept from an employer?
See, I was getting 12 at this job. I ain't trying to get 12 no more. So the lowest I take about 15, 14.
15.
Yeah.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Uh-uh.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between October 2022 and September 2023?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Say it again.
Would you like them to take taxes out of your check if you were approved for benefits?
Yeah, I am, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, do you have your account number and routing number available at this time?
Yeah, let me go to her. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm going to go to her right now. I got my routing number and account number right here.
So are you using Chime or Cash App?
I'm using Current.
Okay, I'm ready for the account number and routing number whenever you are.
The routing number is 0913-02966.
Can you repeat that for me again just to make sure I have it correctly?
0913-02966.
Okay, your account number?
It's 212-389-026-7814.
One more time just to make sure I have it correct.
212-389-026-7814.
Thank you for that. And where was your last job located?
My last job located in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay, do you have a check stub or a W-2 that has the company that you were getting paid from on there?
I got,
let me know when you're ready.
All right, hold on. I got my TriNet that tell me when I got paid from there.
So what is the company name that pays you?
It's called ASI. It's the cleaning service, ASI.
Okay, give me just one second, okay? you said it's called ASI?
Mm-hmm.
And the company, the ASI, is it located in Montgomery, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. It's at Hyundai in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. So do you have Hyundai address?
Hold on. Let me see. Oh, I got Hyundai address. Oh, let me go to it. One moment. Let me see. Hyundai. All right. Let me see. Address. Hold on, let me see.
I got it.
Hello.
I'm here.
All right, it's 700.
Mm-hmm.
Hyundai Boulevard.
Okay, is it Montgomery, Alabama? Or Hopewell, Montgomery?
Yeah, is it Hopewell?
I'm saying, what does it say on there? Does it say 700 Hyundai Boulevard, Montgomery, Alabama, or Hopewell, Alabama?
Montgomery, Alabama.
And what's the zip code?
36105.
Okay. When did you start working with that company?
I started working with them. Let me go to it. I started working with them. Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now. I started working with them April 6, 2023.
And what is the last day you physically went to the job site?
The last day I went to the job was, let me go back real quick, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I showed up, all right, so I went, March the 20th.
March 20th, 2024?
Yeah.
Okay, do you mind my place you want to brief home, Mr. Ford?
Say it again.
Do you mind my place you want to brief home?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding for Mr. Ford. I just want to let you know that I'm still here. I'm still trying to get the information for your employer, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. One second. Hello, are you there, Mr. Ford?